Last night I dreamed that I was a child out where the pines grow wild and tall. I was trying to.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys. Little boss there. Talking to us. I like that on a Father's Day weekend. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And Barbecue Bob, there is one tool that we recommend over and over and over to the beginning, to the novice, to the expert, that is the key to success on the barbecue grill, and that is a thermopen.
Be lost without it.
Right. I've got two. You've got two. I don't care if you got six of them or you don't have any.
You've got two?
Right?
I only have one.
Yeah, but you got the one with the flame on it, man.
Yeah, you've got two?
Right, I do.
You stink.
I bought one. Okay,
sure. Yeah, I bet you did.
Right, yeah. I had to.
Dude, you know, you've seen my leather, my 1950s leather Samsonite, my grilling box.
I had. It was a suitcase, and it's a grilling box.
Yeah, it's all cut with foam and all my tools and stuff are in it. I got a special little place carved out for my thermopen.
Right.
And
That's how important it is.
You have to have it all the time.
It's with a knife, it's with a spatula, it's with the tongs and the thermopen. They're in the same box.
Yeah, so this is the ultimate dad's gift, and I thought it would only be appropriate because they come on about once a year to actually have them come back on the show. So on the live line right now is Kim Allison from ThermoWorks.
Hello.
Welcome.
How are you guys doing?
It's so nice to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us what you do for ThermoPen.
What I do for ThermoWorks here?
Yes.
So I'm the culinary editor here. I have a background as a chef. And so what I do is I do different experiments and projects in our demo kitchen and then write about it for a blog and other, you know, little applications that we might have. So pretty much just to help all of our customers understand the applications that our products have.
What a fun job that is.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, so everybody's eating well when you're around.
Yeah, and we often have a lot of meat that's being cooked, either grilled, barbecued, you name it. We've got a lot of meat that's being cooked here all the time.
So it's no doubt that you're the most popular place in headquarters. I mean, you're the most popular person. Everybody wants to hang around Kim because she's got food. That's awesome.
No, it's true. People do like to peek in the windows and see what's going on.
I betcha. Sure. So tell our audience about ThermoWorks and ThermoPen and some of the other products you have.
Sure. So we are a company that is headquartered in American Fork, Utah, and we do the development and technical support, and we have a calibration lab here on site. And, you know, pretty much anything that's involved with our company takes place at our headquarters here. And like you had already mentioned, we have the ThermoPen. That's our most popular product. And then we've got any other kind of thermometry equipment tool that you might need. We've got a chef alarm. We've got ThermoCube, which are leave-in probe thermometers that you might want to use for a barbecue or a smoking application. So, you know, anything you can think of that's temperature-related, we've got it for you.
So, Kim, if our listeners are unfamiliar with the ThermoPen, it's an instant read thermometer. And that technology is so important to producing quality grilled foods. Now, you're working in the lab. You use one every day. Explain to our listeners, if you will, the importance of that and how you use the pen, and more importantly, even when you use the pen.
Sure. So a ThermoPen is, like you said, it's an instant read thermometer. It's a digital thermometer that has a thermocouple sensor, which is a highly sensitive and highly accurate sensor, and it's located just in the first eighth of an inch of the tip of the probe, which is very important right there. You don't have to submerge the entire probe to get a full reading. So you get these readings in a super fast time as well, these highly accurate readings. You get the readings in 2 to 3 seconds. And a lot of thermometers, especially a dial thermometer, they're going to take about 10 to 20 seconds to get a full reading. But these, when you're grilling, the speed is so important because you're holding your hand over the high heat of a grill, and those temperatures can get up to 2,000 degrees.
Right.
With the coals that are heating below, and you don't want to be holding your hand up there for very long. So the 2 to 3 second readings are pretty critical when you're grilling.
Well, here's the deal on that. Pardon me. Also, is if you're running a smoker, and like we're in Michigan, and a lot of people listening to the show are in the northern part of North America. Utah doesn't get quite as cold as here, but let's say you're running a smoker and it's cold outside. What you don't want to have to do is keep that stinking door open for 10 or 20 seconds when 3 seconds will do you, because you want to trap that heat in there. Otherwise, you have something called thermal setback. And so now you're trying to build your temperature back up, and it's all about time and temperature. So you're really just taking longer to smoke or grill the longer you leave that hood open.
Exactly. That's an extremely good point. You want to be opening the lid, as little as possible, like you said, so that you're not losing the heat and slowing down your cooking process. Very good point.
Yeah. Now, tell us about the MK4.
All right. So the Thermapen Mark IV is our newest model, and this one differs slightly from the classic model that we did have. So this one was released last fall. And some of the new features that it has is that it has an auto-rotating display, kind of like your smartphone would have. So it doesn't matter what orientation you're holding the Thermapen in, the digital display will always orient so that it's right side up. So if you're left-handed or you need to get in at a little bit of an odd angle in your smoker or your grill, it's always going to be easy to read. So that's really cool. We've got that. And then the motion sensing sleep and wake mode. So you're going to save your battery life there. It's going to go to sleep after, probably about 30 or so seconds, and then the motion sensor is going to wake it up automatically. It's completely intuitive, no buttons to press at all. Another feature new with our Thermapen is the intelligent backlight. So again, if you're just cracking open your smoker to get a quick temperature reading, and it's a little bit dark in there, the backlight is automatically going to kick on.
That's a big deal. The backlight?
It is a huge deal.
Because if you're a smoker in particular, and we're really talking smoking a lot with, in my opinion anyway, I use mine more when I'm smoking. When I'm grilling, I do a lot of touching. I don't necessarily probe as much stuff unless it's commercial.
Kids, stay at home.
Unless it's commercial. Chicken, I'll throw my pen in chicken, but like steak, I know where I have to be. But pork and chicken, I'm going to use that. But for the smoking side, it's dark out a lot of times. So it's called Thermapen. It's made by ThermoWorks. They've been great friends of the show for years. Her name is Kim Allison. You can check her out. She is a treasure for the ThermoWorks people. And do you have a blog we can hit?
We do. So if you just go to thermoworks.com, at the top of the webpage, you can just click on the blog link right there, and you can check out all of the posts that we've got with different applications for any of the products you have.
Kim, thanks so much for joining us. Your company is wonderful. We use your products almost exclusively, and I, like I said, I have two, and I'm looking forward to purchasing the new MK.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
All right. Very good.
All right. That is Kim Allison from Thermapen or ThermoWorks. And check out their site. It's thermoworks.com. They have so many cool jobs.
You can get these all over the internet.
Oh,
is what I'm doing. You might not get this one by Father's Day.
We're going to put a link on our website to them because they've been just really nice to us. They've given us products. They've donated when we've done charities. They're just good folks, and stuff works.
Right.
Mine's like 4 years old. Every time I pull that probe out, she's like...
That backlit thing's going to be cool.
I know what? That's a big
deal. And believe it or not, a thermometer, a digital thermometer, is a man tool. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man!
Yeah, feel like a man. It's Father's Day weekend. Time to take care of that man in your life that's been so important to you. One thing you could do is maybe buzz out to Vicky's Pasty in Saranac, Michigan and buy him some pasties because real men love pasties. Today's man law is so cool because I picked it. It's called Love Your Wife, Coach Your Kids, and Have a Great Pair of Boots.
You know, if a man can do those three things, he's filling out a big part of his fatherhood role.
Oh, right. Shoot there. A terrorist, too.
Right. Well, easy, buddy. Easy. Yeah, that was a tragedy that happened this week. And, you know, then that poor, poor family from Nebraska who's was down at Disney with that child.
Terrible.
Oh,
terrible.
My.
But yeah, I don't our hearts go out to the people in Orlando. Right. They've had a lot of tragedy.
Wow, they sure have.
And,
what a week.
Totally out to get the ISIS people.
Right. Soon. But hey, on a much lighter note, get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or smoker, create some grill envy in your neighborhood because it's Father's Day and it's a great time to do it. And we appreciate you tuning in to the Grilling Guys and listen to our chatter. We'll be back in a minute.
Oh, the picture in the paper showed the scene real well. Papa Tree was buried.